Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning fluid milk sales during 2023. Central Order Milk Marketing Administrator has recently published the survey and summary of the 2023 milk sales across the United States, and I think it shows some interesting trends. As we look at what's happened since 2010, there's been a dramatic decrease in the amount of milk that we're actually moving through fluid sales. In fact, compared to 2010, the numbers for 2023 would show a decrease of almost 28%. So, as we look to the future of our dairy industry, what are some things that we might want to utilize this data for? Well, number one, as you think about what you're producing on your farm, if we're not going to be selling a lot of fluid milk, that means what we're actually going to be putting into the marketplace are things that are higher in content of the various milk components, particularly fat and protein, and maybe the highlight there should be protein. So as you think about the percent crude protein in that milk going out the door every day, as well as the percent fat, you need to be taking that into consideration. This involves not only our breeding programs, but also our feeding programs and other management programs that we have. So trends that you need to be aware of are the fact that you need to increase the amount of protein production as well as fat production coming off your farm. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.